Welcome to the Signal Creative Podcast. Signal is a female-focused organisation that supports the creation of original work. We travel around Australia and this podcast features the stories of people we meet and our experiences on the road.
We're looking at the Wundian Way, which is very exciting to me.
Hi everyone, this is Emma. We did do a car chat about the Wundian Way, but due to my terrible cold and the car noise, the sound's not the greatest, so I'm just doing a quick intro for this episode. We travelled down to the Wundian Way with the ANU School of Art and Design on their artist exchange program. We had a great time meeting a lot of other artists and also meeting some people from that area. So we were staying in Eden at Edrum Lodge. We had a really fantastic time walking some of the Wundian Way with John Blay, who's written lots of books about the track. We had a talk from Natalie Bateman, who's an amazing Yuin artist, which is what we're going to hear. She talks a little bit about her family, her inspiration, and some of the stories of the landscape surrounding the Wundian Way. So we really hope you enjoy this talk with Natalie at Edrum Lodge.
First of all, I'd have to acknowledge my beautiful ancestors up there. My mum's mother, she had 12 kids, and her mother, Muriel, she had about 14 kids.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm a hermit. And my grandmothers, they lived in La Perouse. They were all for education, employment, and sport. So Yuin tribe, it's all about the women, they rule, not the men. And they're very strong women. And down here, my nan, that's her father. He was born on Gulaga Mountain, and he was one of 16. And his parents here had the last traditional marriage on the south coast. On Gulaga Mountain, I went to where they had the marriages, but I'm not sure if they have that there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, up on the mountain they have like the birthing hole, you get married, and men's ceremony, women's, and so Gulaga Mountain's our dream time, where we come from. So we say when they die, they go back to that mountain. Mm-hmm. So it's a very sacred mountain. In the morning when you go and look at her, she's got that red, and that's the colour of her hair, that's what we say. She's a pregnant woman. She had two little sons, and that's Montague Island and Nudgenooga. And Montague Island, the story goes that her son was old enough to go out with a tribe and fish with the men in the canoes. And the little brother wanted to go, and the mother said, no, you stay here at my feet. So he became Nudgenooga, and the boys, Montague Island, we call him Barangooba. And out there, there's fresh water, and we say the fresh water is her umbilical cord, and he's still connected to her. And back in the old days, they reckon that that's how they used to communicate, is through the fresh water. I don't know, it goes right up to Gulaga, and apparently the dolphins used to go up there, and that's how the shift-shaken men used to travel, through the fresh water. The energy rock is the first rock in Gulaga. When you go there, you put your hands on and ask for an animal spirit to be your guide while you're going through the rocks. This is the shark rock, and that's he's the keeper of the tribe. He protects the men when they go diving, Wallumbura. Then there's this rock, and there's three, and it's the three stages in life. This is the fertility rock. You don't touch that one. And this is the rainbow serpent.
Oh, that's a crazy one.
So this is my interpretation of Boolagar, like, you know, the land is alive, it's beating, it's pulsating, so that's that orangey yellow pattern. And in the land, you know, and around you, you've got the spirits all around you, and you've got the rainbow serpent and the wind and the water, you know, the rain, it's all important. So I just put all that. I don't go painting traditional stories because I just, you know, don't really want to do that. I'll just like painting what I perceive now. This is Narragunda. I paint a lot about Narragunda too. When you come back to your homelands, you just find these places around your country that you connect with, and a lot of the, like, there's, you know, Potato Point, Bedalla, Narragunda, for me is like a song line. So I paint that area, and this is my great grandmother. Her husband died, and she kept bringing her kids back to the South Coast because they lived at La Perouse, and she wanted her kids to keep their connection with the South Coast. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing that she brought us all back as a family. Like, every Christmas we just camp, we'd have Christmas at the camp, and you know, I'd be camping with my greats, aunties, uncles, and there'd be like 60 to 80 of us. And we'd go to like all these beaches, fishing all day, then go up the river, wash, and this is Potato Point because Mum's family are big fishing people, and grouper. You catch the biggest grouper, you're the best fisher person. So the women, like my mum's sisters, not now, they're getting on, they've got knee replacements and whatever. They would fish here all day, trying to outdo each other. And you know, if they caught a big grouper and it fell in, like still on the line, they'd jump in and get it. And so while they're fishing, others would dive around and get lobsters, abalone, and sometimes they'd cook it there on the fire. And so when you go fishing with my mum, you're not allowed to talk, you just got to sit there and fish, because you would distract the fish. And my mum fishes all day, every day when we camp. That's all she does. And it's all about food. We just cook. So when I started painting, guess what I started painting first? Fish. I've done so many fish paintings. I think, you know, like, that's why I call our family fish people. So this painting came about because I was thinking of spinning out that my grandparents would slide down Potato Point. So I started drawing that bit there, and it turned into fish people. So that's my trademark, and now my silly cousin's going to get it tattooed all over the body. And so all this stuff that we do as a family just inspires me to paint stuff. When we were young and we'll leave, like, you know, finish camping and we'd go back to Sydney, what we'd do is put a rock on a stump, and that's to say that we'll be back. So when you grow up, you see the rocks piled, and that's to say that we're returning.
Thanks for listening. Follow Signal Creative on Facebook, Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.